There is a coming time when God's patience will come to an end. There is a state in the world where God's grace restrains his wrath against the people who sin against his holiness. God's hatred of the evil that is caused by people who sin will be poured out on the world, and that means everyone in it who has not turned to Jesus Christ and obeyed Jesus Christ and followed him. To turn to Jesus Christ is to believe what he has said and to follow him. But God's hatred of evil that's caused by people who sin will be poured out on the world, and that means everyone. It means everyone because of what we read in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Now, have you heard the phrase, God loves the sinner but hates the sin? Where does that come from? Is it even scriptural? Now, you may say to me, now, God is a God of love. God does not desire that anyone should perish, but that all would come to eternal life. You may quote John 3:16 to me, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so I'll put it to you then, again, that's John 3:16, but John 3:36, Jesus said, whoever believes the Son has eternal life, reiterating that point. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. So whoever believes in him that will not perish obeys him and does not perish. God does love the world. For this reason, he's provided a shelter for people whose evil thoughts and deeds make them slaves to sin. People whose sin makes them an enemy of God and those God loves. And you might still come back. You say, can a God of love punish children he loves? Can a God of love punish the wicked? And I would put this to you. Do you love someone? Is there anybody that you love? And if there were another person who was causing their suffering and even their death, would you, out of the goodness of your heart, allow it? Oh, you know, I mean, we don't know what kind of trouble that person has faced at home. He might have had a very hard life, and he just doesn't understand it yet, and there's still time. He might turn to God and be saved. I think I'll let them cause the suffering death of someone I love. Would you do that? If you, out of the goodness of your heart, allow something like that, wouldn't you be wrong? I mean, if you love the Jew, would you tolerate the Holocaust? And if we love a child, would we tolerate a pedophile? No, of course not. You may even have a hostile reaction towards someone who is so evidently hurting others and going against God. You might intervene, and then whether you would be right about that or not, I'm hesitant to endorse any kind of vigilantism. God says, leave room for me. I will repay, said the Lord. But certainly we do put murderers in jail. We do put security guards at the baby wing in hospitals to keep out creeps who are not the parents of these children. We do have doors that lock at our high schools, and the only people allowed in there are the ones who are supposed to be in there. Look at what it says in Psalm 5 in your Bible. So if you take a Bible at the end of any row and you want to see what it says for yourself, Psalm 5, right in the middle of your Bible. And if you turn to page 538, you'll have yourself at Psalm 5. And then starting at verse 4, look what it says in Psalm 5. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. So God's a good guy. We understand that. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. Do you see that there? And so you say, God loves the sinner, hates the sin. And it says, you hate all evildoers. Not you hate the evil that people do. Not you hate Satan who tricks people into sinning and to doing what they ought not do. And you love them and hope that they'll come to you. It really is a bit more serious than that. Look at Verse 6, you destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house, says the author of Psalm 5. I will bow down toward your holy temple in fear of you. And there is a belief. There is an obedience implied in Psalm 5. And there are people who do not believe and do not obey, and they are the enemies of God. And God is against them, and he will deal with them because they're causing grief in the world. They're breaking it. They're hurting others. Their sin is injuring others. Do we allow for evil ideas in this world to hold sway over others, church? Do we proclaim Christ the only shelter against God's impending wrath? Do we lag in keeping up with the world? Do we forge on ahead, leaving the weak behind? We're reading the letter of Paul to the Romans, and we're needing to hear from God today that the lost are condemned, and that there is a holocaust of souls entering eternity, but for Christ.